All right, we're back. We took a small poop break there.
I have to ask you something. So, Hannah, you're on a diet, right?
Yeah.
So you're trying as much as you can to think of food, right?
It's not so bad.
Why is the air freshener in your bathroom Cinnabon?
So I can have dreams.
I need to clear out the smell. It smells delicious.
Or so I associate baking with shit, so I'll be like, ooh, cookies. No.
My poop was smell. It smells so wonderful in there. I wanted to stay.
You've made me nauseous.
So did the idea of Cinnabons in the bathroom. But I really want some now.
That's where they go eventually anyway.
Everything ends here.
It's the circle of poop.
Oh, Cinnabon.
Why did Elton John ever make that song?
Because he needed money.
Elton John did not make Circle of Poop. That was called a spoof. Circle of Poof. Elton John Poof.
He is a poof. He's a big poof. Did you ever see the...
Nope.
Never mind.
Guess got not. All that there, Tommy?
Did you ever see the gay thing Elton John did? It was really gay.
The gay thing that he did?
Like all the sex with men?
Well, no, I never saw that.
And that's not that gay.
No.
In the modern age, that's not the gayest thing that two men can do to get each... If you ask anyone, what is the gayest thing two guys can do to each other? Guaranteed, maybe 1 out of 100 will say, well, sex. Everyone else has some new answer. Each one more disturbing than
so,
the
next. So, Alkali, what's the gayest thing that you two men could do together?
Placenta sex.
Ah.
Tell me that's not the gayest thing ever.
How about skipping merrily through the meadow?
Wow, that's pretty damn gross.
Pinkies interlocked.
Yeah.
Pinkies interlocked?
Just the pinkies.
See, that's why
is
I always drink
is that the gay handshake? The pinkies? Yeah.
I thought the gay handshake
well,
was just
jerking
off.
It's not the secret gay handshake anymore because someone who's straight is going to listen to this.
Oh, no.
You've ruined the secret.
We have to get
forever.
Together with our gaggle of gay geese to...
Oh, we're gaggles now? We're gaggles. I always kind of figured we were school. School of fags. No, for...
I think that's the new name of your podcast.
School of Fags.
Hello and welcome to School of Fags.
No, this is Gardening with Alkali.
Blowjob Training 101.
What is blowjob training?
Breathe through the nose.
It's a school of fags. Not homosexuals.
Alright, for everyone listening in right now, we're going to train you how to put on a condom. We're good.
It's amazing. Never seen it move so fast.
It's uncanny.
It's a K ability. We get it for free during character generation.
That and breathing underwater.
I can hold my breath for a real
life. Shit, they don't know about that, do they?
Shut up.
Oh, crap.
What?
Nothing?
No. You have to enlighten the masses.
You said it. You can't unsay it.
It helps with gargling and stuff.
You confuse the straight man more.
And we'll keep it at that.
Apparently, Xander's into underwater blowjobs.
I guess.
Note to self, take more bets.
Go, you.
Please. Well, I would, but it smells like Cinnabon in there.
Cinnabutt.
Oh.
That should be the name of the spray.
We could open up a store.
It smells like you're shit getting, in here, but it could smell like
you
shit.
Just get
cinnamon.
Served. By, yeah. Your cinnamon. You sit on a toilet and you get served the cinnamons.
It's like one horrible loop machine.
I think that's
machine.
A thing in Japan. There's a restaurant in Japan. Where
White Castle?
That would be Circle of Poop.
There's a restaurant in Japan where you like sit in a toilet seat and they serve you food in their little mini toilets. It's really weird.
The worst part is, I know exactly what she's talking about. Was that on Travel Channel that you saw
it? Was on a lot of things.
Yeah, I saw
reservation. Again.
I think it was the world, like,
first
all
we had the placenta buffet. Now it's the toilet restaurant.
Well, where do you go after placenta buffet?
It's true.
To the toilet.
The
you gotta get dessert.
Cream.
Yeah.
You gotta top
we're just gonna
off.
Have the chocolate pudding.
Oh. You've taken it too far.
We all got
there's sad. No such thing on this show.
There's a line somewhere.
We're still looking for it.
Oh, we found it. We just ignored it.
It's good that we all go, oh, because that means we all have a line inside of ourselves.
And we're
going to
search
still
hard,
be crossed.
Hard for it.
Yes.
Today on Fag School. I even got
School
the
of Fag.
School of Fags.
Gardening with Alkali.
Is it wrong that I said School of Fags? Like,
are you going to have a garden in your house? Sorry.
Garlic, bitches!
Oh, garlic.
That was the spice spot.
He's just going to have a moat of garlic around his house. He'll have to lower the drawbridge so you
no
can
No vampires
over the moat of
may enter.
They won't bother me. They suck.
Today on Alkali Spice Rack.
Alkali Spice
Garlic, bitches!
You just start pouring it on your chest. Aww.
It burns! Oh, God, it burns!
It's greedy! No.
Don't use the chili powder.
Oh.
It burns my nipples.
Oh, everything burns my... Hey, look, we're in a podcast.
No, we're not.
It's public information now.
Everything is. You can find public information on everyone just by typing in a few words online and putting an asterisk after it.
Or standing outside of their house.
That works, too.
Staring into their window.
Was that you?
Logging me. In black.
I really hope
also,
that was you.
I scared the shit out of you the other day, didn't I?
And how?
This isn't hard.
It's banging on the window. He about pooped.
Yeah. Yeah, we keep having surprises at my house.
Like water theft.
Well, I guess...
The water theft, that's right!
That was
right.
Amazing.
Yeah, whippersnappers, biscuit them out!
For does your doorbell work or what?
No,
sort of.
Oh, hold on. We're doing two different stories now. The water snatching was my buddy. Yeah, that's where the water bandits.
Are we making a movie?
Yes. Water snatching, the water bandits. My best friend, well, one of my really good friends was a cop.
Okay.
He calls up. He's like, hey, Dan, I got to let you know. One of your neighbors just called the police. Apparently, you're stealing his water. Yeah, he claimed that we had underground pipes that were causing his water bill to go up. And since I moved in, obviously, I did it. So,
I want to meet this person.
So do I, but he seems to be kind of barricaded into his house.
I'm pretty sure the CIA sent him messages through his teeth.
Did they find the underground pipes?
You know, they weren't willing to dig up the street.
So that's how they
get you. Yeah, yeah. Besides, if they start digging on the street, they'll find the corpses.
And the mole people.
Yeah, I was going to say, you just have a murder basement. That's all you got.
Murder basement.
Okay, no, creepy murder basement. It's creepy.
There's rape
involved,
too.
It is not creepy!
Yeah.
They have a hose. So, you know, it puts the lotion on the skin or else it gets the hose again.
Yes.
They already have the hose.
You own a hose as well.
It'll stop being creepy when you take off the door that locks from the outside.
And it's child-sized.
The lock is way above. Well, that's the best part about this house. That's one of the reasons I bought it.
To
apparently,
lock people in your basement.
No, the history.
He's thinking ahead.
That's
right. He's trying to make a human suit. Okay, doesn't everyone want one of those?
Being able to lock people in my basement is just a wonderful side effect of the house.
So
I bought it because the people before me apparently had bastard children. So how did they deal with this? And this is not a joke. They installed locks on the outside of all the doors, well out of a child's reach.
That's frightening.
Oh, every door in my house had a hole in it one time. I filled them all with wood, buddy. It was seriously fucked up when I walked in there. I had to own
that. Are you sure it was kids?
Or midgets.
Or just rape victims.
Guess if you, you know,
midget
rape
victims. Oh, that's true.
Did you buy the house from the Gein family?
No, I never met the person who had bought the house from.
Circumstances. Seriously, no, you're going to show up in like Saw 6. Is there a Saw 6 yet?
How many saws are there?
I think there's five.
Too many saws.
No, there is not too many saws. They are all entertaining.
That'll be the name of the next movie. Too many saws.
Too many.
You have to rub this sandpaper on your knee or else I'll cover you in rubber bands.
What
that
is
seems mildly unpleasant.
Wait, there's three jigsaws? Whoa.
Turns out jigsaw's literally a puzzle. It's just sitting there. Diabolical!
But somehow they're
finish
all Jim
this puzzle
Carrey.
Or you die.
Yes.
They're all Jim Carrey.
Yes.
What?
Where did he come from?
That's where the scariness of the movie comes from.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
He needs something big, so it just comes out of nowhere.
And a penguin attacks. Oh, he followed me from my last movie!
That movie looked terrible.
Is that how penguins sound?
Oh, yes.
I have no idea.
All right, everyone, on the count of three, your best penguin attack noise. One, two, three.
Warp.
Tim, do yours again.
Warp.
Warp.
So like any good Tim Grizzle. Work angers him, apparently.
Wark. W-A-R-K.
Oh, chocobo.
Yeah, like a chocobo. Yeah.
Wark.
Like the retarded chocobo.
All chocobos are a little
retarded. The worst part is I never played Final Fantasy to the point where there were chocobos.
I can't crack the water, guys. I just go on.
I can fly. I'll help. Mountain.
Next Final Fantasy special chocobos, you try to go straight, they just start going off the side.
They
go off a cliff.
They come pre-equipped with the bucket around their neck.
That's the feed bucket, you asshole!
I know it's not very nice to make fun of the mentally handicapped, but it's okay. It's at this hilarious. Point, karma, if I have any children, they're going to come out with like half a brain and like two legs. That's normal, but they don't have any
new arms. Name for the podcast. How many times do we have to apologize?
We're up to like six.
Yeah.
I'm just, so we've pissed off the Russians.
Japanese?
And the Japanese.
Retards?
Yeah. And families of retards.
And now we have to apologize Japanese again retards. Because that's not very politically correct. I think they probably called like too many fingers, not enough eyes.
Okay, I'm pretty sure after you go... Wow.
I believe the Russians...
not enough eyes.
I think that's just not the proper way to talk to a retard.
Why is that funny?
Russians prefer to be called... Kami Tetris bastards.
Kami Tetris bastards.
So he's
okay.
Pissed off the Japanese and yes. The Kami Tetris bastards right. And the retards. Although it's not nice to say retards, but after you go, meh, meh, everything is just kind of, you know, par for the course.
No, no, it's very mean to go, meh, meh, but when you do it to song, it's cute.
Let's go with that.
I'm an adorable rapscallion who's going to jail, not a maliciousness.
Got all that there, Tommy?
Maliciousness gets you pretty far in prison.
I'm so
being
tired.
A rapscallion gets you raped in the shower.
I'm a rapscallion, then.
Hi, I shouldn't be in here. I just want to make friends. Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh. What's a rapscallion?
It's like an old... It's a word that, like, old people would use to talk about the younger...
Oh, wow, okay. Cause like
you rapscallion!
Okay,
stallion
gotta
is a food, and the rap is something yes, black people do.
Wrapping up little fish, yes. Okay. Wrapping
do
up
you
scallions.
Think we're all going to talk like that when we're old?
I hope so. I can only hope I can.
Is anyone else really looking forward to the day where it's going to be okay for you to sit on your porch in a wooden rocking chair with a shotgun?
And poop.
Oh my god, wearing diapers? How great is that going to be?
It's going
to
be amazing.
Oh my, I'm never getting up again.
Can't wait for you to change my diaper, honey.
Oh, hell no.
Oh good, you were talking to her.
I don't know if we're making that far. We're going to get to some kind of Nazi apocalypse. So
Nazi.
The Nazis are in love and we pissed off Germans. Excellent.
Zombie I'm going to need apocalypse. A lot of hair dye.
Just shave your heads. I mean,
that's why you start stocking up now.
Yeah,
and wait for the Nazi apocalypse.
No, it's German Kraut. I enjoy Kraut.
I meant to say zombie apocalypse. Nazi apocalypse is interesting.
Are you playing Call of Duty?
Sprechen Sie bang bang.
Call of Duty. Zombie Nazis.
Sprechen Sie bang bang.
Yeah, exactly.
The German 3. That's all I know. Also, beware the bear Jew.
The Bear Jew.
Inglorious Bastards.
Yes, the Bear Jew.
I
yes.
need to see that.
It's a good movie.
That's what I've heard.
I wish there was a furry who was a Jew who was a bear, so he'd be the Bear Jew.
What's Dragor? Is he an otter?
No, only to bears.
Oh, okay.
Because he fits that description.
Okay.
No, oh, yeah. he's a demon. Yeah,
he's a demon? Okay.
Yes, just like, what'd you say, an otter?
Because they're bears or they're really big.
He's going
to
listen
to these guys. Is it yeah, otters like otters, the tiny like?
Yes.
Yeah, but he like nares everything. I think
for the most part,
I think
yes.
He soaks in nair.
Yes, every night.
Yeah, wow. I figured that's how he sleeps.
Good. Wow.
In a bathtub of nair.
Well, no. When you think about it, in the future, there's going to be biovacking. So all you got to do is squirt some nair into the biovac, and it's kind of like a sandwich bag. Hair gone.
Spoken like someone who's never used.
These are gay
nair.
Secrets.
I will never use nair.
Gay secrets.
Gay secrets.
I am afraid of anything that makes things fall off my body.
Right. I'm female and
that's
I hate
be
my body.
A segment
so
of your show.
Used it before.
Today at school for
it
facts.
It makes you smell like a chemistry lab.
Ooh, I want nair.
A little scary.
Okay, so Xander just had a perfect idea for a segment of your show.
What?
Gay secrets.
Gay secrets.
Okay, everyone ready? Let's brainstorm here. All right, what is the first gay secret? Straight guy, what's the first gay secret?
Penis.
Oh my god, he knows
I don't
it.
Think that's very. God damn it.
Pause the show, we have to kill him. For those of you who didn't catch it, we paused the show there. Tim has been replaced by Cobra Commander.
Get them!
Cobra Commander, should we censor television?
Never!
Wow.
What are you all staring at?
Cobra Commander!
Go, go, go!
I'm amazed you got him. This is amazing.
No,
I'm not doing much anymore. They made that last movie, it kind of flopped.
Well, I saw the guy from Inception was playing you, and I was like, why?
Yeah,
didn't they
he was brutal.
Why didn't they just get the original?
I don't know.
Where
I wasn't doing
wait,
anything.
The original Cobra Commander, he's a fucking cartoon.
Fuck your mother. I'm right here.
And you're a cartoon. Excellent. Everyone at home can see you. Oh, podcast.
Didn't you ever watch G.I. Joe? They would
G.I. Joe.
Freudian slip, eh?
G.I. Joe. That would make my part so much easier. I'll take all your money or give up. We give up.
Just because we're out in the desert doesn't mean we can get some locks. I don't know.
Every time I watch G.I. Joe, I was in, like, Siberia or something. Somewhere awful. Russia. And cold.
Russia's terrible.
God damn it!
You've established this.
We're sorry, commies.
Okay. I think I have to go. Cobra Commander, out!
Bye, Cobra. So...
Why did you...
No, no.
You moved
Cobra
your...
Retreat! Oh, retreat! That's all I got. It's been a long time since I've watched that show from the 80s.
It's okay. It's a
Ooh, the red lasers were bad guys.
They
were.
So, gay secrets?
Oh, right, gay
How
secrets.
How did we get from gay
Cobra Commander is our friend.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Gay secrets.
That's why he wears the mask. To hide the gay.
I guess he was like,
He takes
know,
off the mask and it's Elton John.
He was a military... Oh, wow. He was a military furry. Like, under the mask, he was like lizard.
Wait,
they
he was?
Him into a lizard.
Yeah.
They showed you what was under the mask?
Yeah. Like, they broke off one day. Like G.I. Joe punched him.
In the movie...
Oh, wow. That was easier than
G.I.
I thought.
In the movie, they turned Cobra Commander into a snake person.
Yeah.
I saw the movie.
No, they did it in the cartoon, too.
Really?
Yeah, it was in the car. Like I said, G.I. Joe, like, jacked him in the jaw or something. The helmet went... And there was a snake dude. Hi.
Hello.
So G.I. Joe had magic involved? When did that happen?
He was a cobra.
So you're telling me a cobra got really pissed off one day, read a bunch of books, like I'm
I got arms and legs suddenly, yay!
But I thought he wasn't in charge, wasn't it Serpentor? Or
yeah,
was
he
that
had
just
like
for...
a boss.
He was put
Punch
together
the
from
snakes.
A bunch of different
snakes
bastards. Yes.
I really don't know that much into the lore. I just remember him being a snake under the helmet.
Okay.
I know Cyclops shoots the same lasers as Cobra, there, so we got that going for us.
Pew! New topic, X-Men, go!
Shink. Wait, somehow Cyclops isn't from G.I. Joe?
No, he's an X-Man.
Oh. Are we just giving up on gay secrets?
We can't tell you! You really want to know!
No, I think I figured one out.
Okay.
Appreciate your man.
There's a pill you can take that makes your semen taste like frosty chocolate milkshakes.
Oh. It's called pineapple.
Only...
I've tried that. She still won't do it.
Well, stop putting the pineapple.
Oh, am I doing it wrong?
Yes.
Am I supposed to eat it?
Eat the pineapple.
Did you stuff it up your ass?
This is a
wipe it all over my dick.
Oh.
I say,
it's a pineapple treat.
He's actually just fucking a pineapple. I roll
right
over
now.
To sleep.
I don't have to do this. I have to wait till I don't get ahead and just fuck a pineapple for it. Like, this is delicious!
Oh, wait. I get, like, the pineapple rings you can get in the can and just play ring toss.
On the plus side, I don't think he'll be sucking his dick after he fucks a pineapple. They got spines.
Yeah. I think that would be, a horrible, horrible infection.
Oh, gay secret number three. Gay people have spines. There you go.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that one.
So, we've got... What was yours?
Penis.
How many shirts have you ruined from the spines that you had?
Oh, honey, with my extensive wardrobe, who could keep count?
I know, that's why you wear black shirts, so they don't know when you've just...
I'm the worst gay person ever. It's like,
you are.
Oh my God, it's like, hey, Dan, what goes with this shirt? Pants!
Well, no, when I first met you, like, I didn't believe you when you told me you were gay.
I didn't tell
You're
you
like,
right
I'm
away.
Gay, I love penis, ha ha ha. And then you walked away, I'm like, he's not gay.
That's because of TV makes you think, like, all gays have a rainbow shoot out their ass when they walk in the room.
You don't?
No, just...
Only on Fridays.
Just confetti. Just confetti shoots out of my ass.
Well, that has nothing to do with you being gay and a lot to do with the fetish that we've just found for fucking clowns.
Oh. Gay secrets.
Gay secrets, right. I only own 18 shirts.
Wonder the fucking the clown, too, that seemed like a gay secret.
No, that's not a secret. That's pretty well known.
That's
Oh, come on. Tell me that you wouldn't go gay if you could go get charged up by a clown, walk into a party, just confetti out of your ass everywhere. It's like a magic trick. Until the rabbit falls out of your ass, then it's bestiality.
All right.
Yay.
I think that's where...
That's my contribution.
Yeah.
No, I was saying before is like, when you like, oh shit, I like cock. That was one of my first thoughts.
When I told you that I like cock, your first thought was
Damn.
That I'm straight?
No. I'm saying when I was growing up, And, like, you see this on TV, and, like, oh, my God, I don't want to do all that crap.
It's too hard.
I have to get Cher albums. I have to...
It's expressive.
Like Elton John.
Didn't you tell me the story of like when you first turned gay when you first came out of the closet.
There you go.
Okay, I'm sorry to be correct. That you went on that dating website and the guy was just too gay for you.
Oh, he was super gay.
Right.
See, like the ultra gay.
I heard his voice on the phone. I called this guy. It was, oh hi. We were talking. Oh, that's my daddy on the phone. I'm like, I have to go now. He was like, oh.
You must be at least this gay to ride this asshole.
He just said he did not have the gay fortitude to push forward.
But you got, like, bear, otter, well-groomed person, twink, fabulous.
That's true.
Is that a new rank of gay? Fabulous.
I like that Dan, like, that joke that John's, well, that's horrible for a podcast.
Yeah, it's an all-motion joke.
So
you could tell it to everyone that
for the rest of the podcast. Visual jokes. Go.
All right, guys, these are jokes for the blind.
What's this?
A flock of these.
There it goes again.
Oh my god, that's hilarious.
What's this?
Oh my god.
A flock of these.
All right, now let's do the really difficult one. Jokes for the deaf. Go. That was perfect that we all shut up there. Although I want to know which one of us immediately got what I was going for and which one of us was confused and just not trying to back away from the conversation.
Yes.
They might have heard me mouthing words.
Yes.
God.
Wow.
It must sound like eating a sandwich.
Everything I do sounds like I'm eating a sandwich.
I'm
Parliament Bailey's.
Parliament Bailey's is a circus.
And I brought a bracelet.
Yeah, I don't think that's how the joke goes.
Yay, secret number 4. You can buy bracelets at Barnum and Bailey's.
Sweet. And you get into the gay clown club.
Fifth
gay
series.
Yeah, that's not so much of a bracelet.
Oh, that's how your fetish came to be, isn't it?
An elephant asshole.
It's all coming full circle.
The fucking clowns sell me shoddy bracelets and then confetti shot from my ass.
It
could be worse. It could have been like handkerchiefs tied to each other. Like, oh shit, when's this gonna end? I don't know what's gonna happen.
That's how gay people know that they have AIDS. If you pull more than one hanky out of your ass, you have AIDS.
Again, we apologize to the AIDS community.
That is always the most nervous. I'm waiting for that extra hanky to come out. I'm like, oh, thank God.
It's just the one.
Another bullet dodge. Stick.
You're the one that's dating a magician.
Dogs?
I came out clean from Bareback Bonanza.
Bareback Bonanza.
That's secret number 4.
Bareback Bonanza.
You know, straight guys like Bareback Bonanzas, too.
I shit you not, one of my friends, the first time I met him, was at a FurCon. He came up to me kind of with a smart-ass head. He's like, oh, nice top hat. So are you a magician? What can you pull out of your hat? And luckily I had one in my palm. I poked off the hat, loaded it, and pulled out a condom. So 4 hours later, we were done acquainting ourselves with each other, and I realized why I became a magician.
To do that.
Yes. So, gay secret number 5, magicians get laid.
Woo! Oh my god, like you wouldn't believe.
You're not in the straight community.
Really?
Yeah, oh, they're kind of shit.
Only by day.
Only by day?
I mean,
only when they're paying for it.
You should see it when a magician does cups and bowls with another guy. Oh!
Cups and bowls.
Cups and bowls, yeah.
It's very painful, though, isn't it?
Only if there's 3 cups.
Oh.
Where's the balls? I can see your scrotum leading to it.
Oh.
This isn't a very good magic trick.
The worst part is when I fool you.
Suck it. That's part of the magic. Yes, that's the end of the magic trick. Suck my
balls. You have no clue how much fun I used to have.
Man, that's my new pickup line.
I went to one
the end of the magic trick. Suck my balls.
And now I will make my cock disappear.
In your mouth.
Then disappear again.
I mean, ta-da.
That's what I say when I'm done.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's what you shout when you
ta-da.
Gay secret.
Gay secret. The Eiffel Tower is amazing.
And again, a school for fags.
Silver commander to count the Eiffel Tower.
He would never be the line in the H. He'd be one of the support structures.
I thought he left.
Okay.
Commander works in mysterious ways.
And doesn't wear a condom, by the way.
Of course not. Cobra Commander only goes bareback. Why would Cobra Commander stifle his orgasm?
Because it was a snake skin.
Oh, a bareback bonanza. Yay!
Hey, Xander, this entire section, edit. Gone. Save this for the outtake show when we want to lose listeners.
God damn it.
No.
Absolutely. Hey, well, TV listeners. Hello, radio listeners. We're going to have some fun topics here and gay sex. Let's go.
Alcala, you're still having issues between podcast and television, aren't you?
Can't they see me?
There's a picture of,
make
like...
Make more hand motions.
Yeah. In case you've never met Alkali in person, he talks with his hands.
I don't have a mouth.
He does.
Wait, isn't that Italian?
Boobity-bobity-bobity. Ah, there
right,
we go. We...
Hannah, they can't see you mime.
Oh, no. I've got this. Everyone, quiet. All right. She's in a box. All right.
She wants to find a way out.
She's trying to get out of the box. Wait, hold on. There's a bee in the box. No. I think there's a bee in the box. No. Her hand's trying to attack. She's choking herself. Oh, she's allergic to bees in the box.
She's a kinky
She's allergic
mime.
To bees. Wait. Oh, my God. Something's wrong. Oh, no. Never mind. She's
now
not
a message from our sponsors, epinephrine.
Also, bees in boxes. Welcome, bees in boxes. Send them to your enemies, your friends. Friends you don't like much. Bees in boxes.
Right.
Roy. From Buzz Enterprises.
I like bees in boxes. This is
bees in boxes? Use.
Yes. We can like make money with this.
You can just get crabs in boxes. No,
crabs
there's
in
a
boxes?
Website you can buy live crabs. Not like some little like happy seaside crabs. More like, you know, a little pile of happy little critters that bite your nether regions. So if you really don't like somebody...
Pause. One. Happy little sea critters? Have you ever seen a live... They don't look happy. They look delicious and angry. Two, are you serious?
Yes, I can.
You can buy genital crabs.
They're raised sterilely, so you can't give anyone diseases besides crabs. They come in a little tube, and they come with a package of
this has
of
to be
like
overseas.
The crab shampoo for you.
I'll put a little comb.
Just in case you get it, because, you know, they're wily.
Have an
They're
wily.
Having any in mind? Why not Zoidberg?
I can't get over crabs in boxes.
Crabs
this is
boxes.
Real.
Just yeah, don't mix really. It with a dick in a box. So.
No.
Oh, if you mix it, then the crabs have finally reached their natural habitat.
Coming
two separate
out,
companies.
Near
two
you.
Separate companies.
Crabs on trees.
Crabs on cock.
Yeah, exactly.
Crabs in boxes. Gee, what? Really?
Yeah. You're going to dwell on this all night, aren't you?
There's so many packages I need to send out. Xander, I need stamps.
Stat. I'm a doctor
now.
You just
sent me an empty box.
Oof.
I don't understand, but I'm so itchy.
My eyes, they're in my eyes.
Those would be the worst crabs ever. If they're like eye-seeking crabs.
Eye crabs?
You don't give anything
it sounds like something
crabs.
That Steve Jobs would have made before he died.
Eye crabs. Oh. I downloaded this new app, and I don't know if I like it yet. I think I'm going to give it 1 star when I'm done scratching myself.
Eye crabs.
And it is crabs that you can listen to music on. I mean,
no, they just get in your ear. As you scratch and play different notes. Scratch.
Oh, no, bleed.
And I think this is a good time to wrap it up.
Yeah,
I think an hour ago was a good time to wrap it up.
Oh, yeah. That's about right. Okay, so...
Crabs in a box.
Crabs in a box.
That should be the name of the episode. Crabs in a box.
Maybe crab in a box. Yeah, crabs in a box.
Crabs in a box.
Cobra Commander delivers crabs in a box.
Alright. That'll get you, G.I. Jew. Your credit card was bad.
Oh, Lahayim.
Love the Russians. Okay. So, this has been Xander, Alkali, Tim, and Hannah. Go ahead and sign off if you want.
Oh, they've signed off by now. Yeah. Trust me.
Peace out, yo.
Crabs in a box.
Thanks for listening.
Have a nice night.
Good night.
Bye-bye.